If the forecasts materialize and the OECD's growth estimates for Japan exceed most private forecasts, they will restore some balance to the world economy and relieve fears of a global recession. Asia and Latin America can continue to recover without relying solely on exports to the United States. But until that happens, no one can be certain that Asia's financial crisis has truly ended. It remains possible that abrupt surges of global capital, first moving into Asia and then out, will have caused, with some delay, a larger instability. Globalization's other problem is political, cultural, and social. People feel threatened by any kind of economic change, and change from abroad naturally seems especially alien and menacing. The street protesters at the Seattle meeting of the World Trade Organization in early December may have lacked a common agenda or even a coherent case against trade, but they accurately reflected the anxiety and anger that globalization often inspires. So do European fears of genetically modified food or nationalistic opposition to cross-border mergers. What is local and familiar is suddenly being replaced or assaulted by something that is foreign and unfamiliar. And even if trade helps most people, it will usually create some losers. In the United States, workers in some high-cost industries, steel and autos, most conspicuously, suffered from intensified import competition.